In chapter 6, 1 through 9, as Paul continues, what should be the fruit of those who are being filled with the Spirit in relationship to family matters, children and parents, servants and masters? He says, first of all, to children and parents, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Children are exhorted to obedience to their parents. They are to honor their father and mother, and this is the commandment, the fifth commandment of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and Deuteronomy 5, 16. The word honor, actually in the Hebrew, means to weigh heavy, from the verb kaved. So we are to weigh heavy our father and mother, which is how we honor them, by giving them the heaviest weight of our love and attention. And this is the first commandment with a promise that it might be well with you and that you might have long time upon the earth. And so the commandment has a promise that for those who honor their father and mother, there is a general promise given of long life and things going well with children who do respect their parents and weigh them heavily or honor them. This does not mean that everyone who does this will necessarily have long life, but I do think it's a general promise that generally is true, coming from God's Word, and that one's life then is blessed of the Lord for that type of response to parents. And then fathers are told in verse 4 not to be angry with their children, but to nurture them in instruction and admonition of the Lord. Fathers are not to treat their children in angry responses, but they are to nurture them, to nourish them in teaching them with good instruction and with proper admonition that is a spiritual encouragement of their life and walk with Christ in the Lord that they serve. So godly fathers bear a great responsibility in this type of spiritual education and nourishment to their children. And then as to slaves and masters, at this time, Paul speaks to slaves. And in the Roman Empire of that day, all around, certainly at Ephesus, everywhere, there were slaves and there were masters. But in Jesus Christ, these barriers were broken down. But notice he says to slaves, obey your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart as to Christ. There's to be a reverence, I believe, to those that are your masters. You are to do it out of the heart as though you're serving Christ, not an earthly master, and not according to eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ doing the will of God out of the soul or heartily. And so the encouragement here to the slaves is to not to simply work as they are being observed by their master, but to really do it as servants of Christ and trying to do His will in a hearty way, rather than simply pleasing men, but to please the Lord, and with eagerness or goodwill, they are to serve really as to the Lord and not simply to men. And they do this knowing that each, if he does anything good, that he will receive from the Lord, whether servant or free. And so, as Paul is saying, as we do that which is good to the Lord, whether we're a servant or a free man, that we will receive that equal recompense of the good that we have done from the Lord Himself. And then he talks to masters at that time. Masters are to do the same thing to them, that is, to the servants. They are to not threaten, forbearing threaten. Don't, or forbearing threatening, or the threat. Don't threaten them, knowing that their Lord and your Lord is in heaven, that you have a sovereign in Christ who's watching everything you do, and there's no respect of persons with him. And so you as masters are to not show respect of persons and treat your servant in an inferior, hurtful, threatening way, knowing that you have a master that's watching you, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and how you treat others. He's observing all of that. And you must understand that he is not a respecter of persons, and he will not accept you, but will judge you if you claim to know him and show respect of persons to those that are under you. This text, I suppose, could be applied today to employer-employee relationships. The employer is to treat the employee justly and fairly without respect of persons. And the employee is to work at his employment as doing it to the Lord, and not just watching to see if the boss is looking at what he's doing or she is doing, but to do everything we do, knowing that we are actually serving Christ and working for him, and he's the one that's watching and observing. And so this may well be applied to the employer-employee relationship in that regard of whatever we do, whether employer or employee, it's to do it, one is to do it with an eye to the Lord, serving him and responding to him because of who he is and our relationship to him.